It's 93.3 WMMR in our great city of Philadelphia. I'm guilty of being Jackie Bam Bam here in my Batcave, and we have a very, very special guest on the line. His name is Ian McDonald. Ian McDonald can play everything, a multi-instrumentalist. Of course, we know him from Foreigner. He was in King Crimson, played with T-Rex, and he's in a brand new band that we're going to welcome to Havana's at a show I am hosting this Sunday night, and tickets are available. Havana'sNewHope.com for tickets. The brand new band called Honey West, and you can get all your details at honeywestmusic.com. Ian McDonald, how are you and welcome?
Thank you, Jackie. I'm well. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm really excited. This is your first time back with this brand new band in Philadelphia, right?
Well, it'll be the first time, yeah, you know, in that part of the country. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I have played Philadelphia before, but not with Honey West. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you have a brand new CD out, Bad Old World. We played Dementia, the first single. You're about to release a video on the second single, the title of the album.
Yeah. Yeah, Bad Old World, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to shoot a video for that, Ian?
We've made a video for it, so we're going to be releasing that very, very short, you know, soon. We're looking forward to that. The CD is out. It's been out for a little while now and getting very good reception, which I'm pleased about. We're very proud of it. Very pleased with the work that we did. We also are planning on releasing a vinyl version of it, but so that's in the works as well.
Well, I want to personally thank you for releasing this brand new Honey West album, Bad Old World, on vinyl for all of us vinyl collectors. Thank you, Ian. And can I ask why you guys decided to release it on vinyl?
Because it sounds good, and vinyl is also, you know, very hot right now anyway, and just we wanted to release it on LP form, side one and side two, you know.
Did you have anything to do with the pressing? Did you go over to the pressing plant?
In the mastering room, you know, cutting the vinyl master, and sounds really good.
It does sound great. I'm so, so excited to be hosting this show. We're on the phone with Ian McDonald and his brand new band. We're talking about Honey West. They're going to play Havana's in New Hope this Sunday. Some tickets do remain. For all your details, HavanaNewHope.com. Ian, you mentioned this is your first time with this band in Philadelphia. You've played Philadelphia many times. I want to go back to Foreigner. I saw you at JFK Stadium. You supported the Rolling Stones. Do you have a memory that you'd like to share with Foreigner, or maybe looking out at the gigantic, which is no more, JFK Stadium?
It's not there anymore, right? Am I right?
Yes, it's been a while since you're back in Philadelphia, but Ian, yeah, JFK Stadium's been torn down for many years now.
Yeah, that was a good gig. I remember we were on the show with the Rolling Stones. We were open for the Stones that day.
That was in 1978, Ian?
I don't know. You tell me. Probably something around there. Yeah, probably right in there. It's actually the second time for me opening for the Stones, because I actually played the Hyde Park show in London with King Crimson when the Stones put on a show there. So it's the second time I've played with the Stones, but they're two different bands.
That's right. You can say that. King Crimson and Foreigner open for the Rolling Stones. How about Honey West? Will Honey West open up for the Rolling Stones?
I don't know if we can make it three times. Get the Stones on the bill this time around.
That would be great. I wanted to mention that because you're a big Beatles fan. We know that. You have a whole room in your house dedicated to the Beatles.
Well, no. I'm not that much of a fanatic. I do love them. They're very important to me. But I don't have a shrine or a room dedicated to them.
Ian, let's talk about the world's greatest rock and roll band, the Rolling Stones. I want to go back to 1969. At the time, you were in the band King Crimson. You were on the bill with the Rolling Stones at the London Hyde Park show. It was a tribute to Brian Jones. It was also going to be the announcement of their brand new guitarist, Mick Taylor, at the time. But it turned into a Brian Jones tribute because he passed away. Mick came out in a white dress. He began the Rolling Stones set reading two stanzas of Percy Bysshe Shelley's poem on John Keats' death, Adonias, from the leather-bound book. And after the recital, they released several hundred white butterflies were set free. It supposedly was such a hot day that a lot of them butterflies didn't even survive underneath the stage in cardboard boxes. You were there with King Crimson. Can you share a moment in time with us, like looking out on that stage or being backstage with the Rolling Stones, and how did this all come about? Can you tell us, bring us back to that moment?
Well, I don't recall what backstage was like. I know that there were thousands of people in the park that day, and we were part of the show. We had been playing gigs. We had a residency at a place called the Marquee Club in London, and we were playing there once a week. And after we played the Hyde Park show with the Stones, it really sort of put us on the map, as it were, and the Marquee Club was absolutely jam-packed from every week after that, every time we played, especially the day after, or the day or two after the Hyde Park show. But that was great. I enjoyed that show. I think we played well that day. It was a short set. We played about 25 minutes, I think. It was great, and it was kind of our debut on a large scale, you know, as it were, and that's just, you know, a good memory for me, obviously, and that's what we sort of took off from there.
How did that gig come about, Ian? How did you get the phone call? So you were playing at the Marquee prior to the show as well. It was a residency. How did you, you know, get told, hey, you're going to open up for the Rolling Stones in London's Hyde Park? How did that come about? Same management?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we had management at the time, and we just took it in our stride. We just, okay, great. And we were pretty nonchalant about things like that. You know, I remember getting on the London bus to get to Hyde Park, where me and Pete Sinfield were sharing a flat. We just got on the bus to Hyde Park. You know, it was no big deal, really.
You probably didn't even know that history was going to be made at this show. You're part of history. Was there any other bands on the bill other than King Crimson and the Rolling Stones?
I think I should know this, but I think maybe 10 years after we're on.
Alvin Lee, 10 years after?
Not Alvin. Is it Alvin Lee? Is that his name? The guitar player?
Were they on that bill, too? I read that a band called Third Ear Band was on the bill. Alex Corner's New Church, Family, and the Battered Ornaments.
One or two other bands, as far as I remember, but of course the memory that stands out for me is actually...
Did King Crimson go on stage right before the Rolling Stones?
Probably. I don't remember. I remember, you know, just watching the Stones, though, from the wings, so we were already up there, you know, on stage. So.
Watching the film, there was many people on both sides of the stage. Were you on the side with Marion Faithfull sitting with her little boy?
I think I was stage right. I don't remember seeing Marion Faithfull, but...
Was there any communication backstage or at all with the Rolling Stones that day?
No, they didn't, you know, they weren't going to socialize with the likes of us, you know. So Bill Wyman put a coffee table book out of, you know, sort of memories and photos and all that stuff, and I do appear in that.
Oh, I have to get that book.
You can see me on the side of the stage of the Stones concert.
So you didn't know the Rolling Stones then. Now, when you played JFK Stadium with Foreigner, did you bring that up backstage with them? Did they recall?
No, they were a tight little group. They're not going to hang around with you know, some pop bands on the show. So we didn't. I remember them going out onto the stage, just all in a little huddle. You know, they all just stay tight with one another and get on and do their show. They're not going to mingle with the likes of us.
Ian, it was a very hot day that day, and all the butterflies, who I heard, were in cardboard boxes, and half of them were dead before they even let them out.
I don't know about that. Lots of white butterflies, and Mick Jagger was in a little white dress.
We're speaking to Ian McDonald about his brand new band, Honey West, and of course, his great resume. Ian, you also played with Mark Bolan, his band T-Rex, played on the Electric Warrior album with the great producer Tony Visconti. Can you share some of that with us?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I actually don't remember how that came about. I knew Mark Bolan a little bit around that time, and I'd probably heard the basic track for Get It On, and I probably offered to play on it. I don't remember being invited to play on it, you know, just sort of out of the blue or anything like that. Not quite sure how that came about. You know, I do remember doing the session, and it was very, you know, very quick. I did baritone sax and a little bit of alto sax as well, and that ended up being a number one record, with my only number one that I've ever played on. So that's my claim to fame there.
That's great. You know. Did you play all over the Electric Warrior album, or just separate tracks?
I might have played on one other track I always forget about, but the main one was Bang It Gone, Get It On. You know, I'm not really what you would say all over it.
You performed in T-Rex's band on a few TV appearances.
We did a Top of the Pops.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it easy working with Tony Visconti?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a professional producer. Yeah. You know, I've met him once or twice since then, or two or three times, actually, and a very nice fellow and a great producer. So I don't remember there being any difficulty or anything like that. It was very smooth. I know what I'm doing in the studio. I knew what I wanted to put on the track, and I just went and did it.
We're speaking to Ian McDonald, and we welcome Ian McDonald and his brand new band, Honey West, to New Hope at Havana's this Sunday night. And get your tickets at havanasnewhope.com. They have a brand new album out called Bad Old World. They're getting ready to release the second single, the title track. The video is in the works right now, and it It will be pressed in vinyl. They're looking for a date, but the date is this Sunday night, and we haven't seen Ian in a while. We're talking about JFK Stadium, his time in Foreigner, his time in King Crimson, playing with Mark Bolan and T-Rex. So we will see you this Sunday night. Can you tell us who's in the band, Ian, before we let you go?
Yes, my friend and writing partner is the lead singer, Ted Zukowski. We co-wrote most of the songs. Ted had previously written two or three of the songs on the album himself. Most of the songs on the album we co-wrote, and Ted also plays guitar, and he does all the lead vocals on the album.
How did you and Ted Zukowski join forces?
We were actually neighbors. That's how we met. We lived literally right across the street from one another. My son, Max, is in the band. He plays bass. Very happy about that. And on Sunday, Sean Murray is on drums. A good friend of ours and, great drummer. He's not on the album, but he's a regular part of our live show. So, yeah, as I said, it's great having my son in the band. He's an excellent bass player, and he's on the album as well. He's on at least three tracks.
So it's a five-piece in Honey West.
Two guitars, bass, drums lineup. I'm enjoying it very much. Good songs, and we've been getting great response and reception from the shows we've done so far. So if you get a chance, come out and see us.
A lot of people are asking, will we see any surprises? Maybe former members of Foreigner, King Crimson? Will we see any of that song catalog showing up in the set list?
we haven't decided exactly yet. We have to rehearsing this week.
Okay.
We haven't decided exactly what the set is going to comprise of, but there more than likely will be more songs than actually appear on the album. So we're going to put some new songs in the set. That should be exciting for us.
Well, welcome back to Philadelphia, Ian McDonald. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to pretend to be my friend.
So there's no pretense there. I appreciate your interest in my work and in the Honey West band in particular. I look forward to seeing you.
Ian McDonald from Honey West this Sunday in Philadelphia, making its debut at Havana's. Ian, thanks again for checking in tonight.
Sure. Thank you, Jackie. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Hi, this is Ian McDonald of Honey West. I'm with Jackie Bam Bam at WMMR in Philadelphia.